At least 500 refugee women in West Nile region have been equipped with various startup kits after successfully completing 6 months vocational skills training. The kits include complete hairdressing equipment that use solar, tricycles, chair and utensils for hotel catering, sewing machines of different types, among others. The women drawn from Omugu settlement, Bidibidi refugee settlement, and settlements in Adjumani were trained in various courses such as driving and riding, hairdressing and saloon, catering and hotel management, tailoring and motorcycle repair. The support is from Refugee Law Project in partnership with UN Women under the Spotlight Initiative Project, with funding from Kingdom of Norway and Netherlands government. Andrew Sesanga, the program's finance manager, UN Women, said the startup kits are provided for them to allow them start doing businesses.
And why do we provide startup kits? Because we believe that training alone is not enough. A skill is followed up with how does someone start, so that they become sustainable, they become resilient. So we believe all these women and young girls have potential. But where do we prove potential? After you skill them, we provide them with startup kits. So when it comes to tailoring, we've decided to provide what we call a tailoring center. We provided them with a tailoring machine, we provided them with design machines, overlock machines, and button pressers. But beyond that, we've also provided rolls of cloth to start with. We provided accessories like scissors, threads, all other small accessories that are required for someone to start. So we believe that they have a 6 month start, even with the inputs and consumables that they require. So we believe if they start a tailoring center, that is 6 women per group, they are able to get more business. We believe they can get business in schools to provide uniforms, among other things, where they can thrive.
Ndieli Adekemi, the deputy country representative for UN Women in Uganda, says they realize that empowering women is empowering the whole family and society, a reason the program targeted women and girls. She said, with the current cut in food ration affecting refugees, women struggle to put food on table and provide basic needs for family than men. She encourages the beneficiaries to utilize the opportunity to become self-resilient and empowered.
Empower a woman, you empower a nation. UN Women has done research, not just here in Uganda, but across the world, about the importance of empowering a woman that empowers the family, empowers the community, and builds resilience at community level. It means that when women have money in their hands, they don't only use it for themselves, they use it for the betterment of the entire family. They're able to send their children to school, they're able to get health care for the entire family, including their spouse. They're able to save when they're put into groups. There are group dynamics that support them, and they're able to ensure that this trickles down to the rest of the community. Our mandate as UN Women is not only to skill women. Those skills are very important, but many times they don't even have the resources to buy these equipment that will put them in the market. We've given them market-relevant skills.
Justice Justin Gonza, the Assistant Community Services Officer in the Office of the Prime Minister Omugu Settlement, commends the partners for the support.
It really makes them to live with dignity. It's not always easy as a woman to be there as a goalkeeper. When every day you wake up begging for even a mere something of 1,000, you beg. This gives men who are not trained platform to undermine some of the women. But with this provision, these women are becoming empowered women. They are now going to be self-employed. This is self. You're going to be self-reliant, and at least there will be some respect in some homes, and the GPV cases will reduce. Some of you, when you elevate your standards, you stop respecting your husband. Empowered women respect their husband. When they elevate the standards, elevate, everyone moves at the same level.
Emmanuel Rose Munduni, the Assistant Resident District Commissioner, Terego District, describes the support timely and effective.
I expect that the aspect of dependence totally is going to be off. I expect that they are going to be outside the poverty chain or the poverty link.
Some of the beneficiaries share their gratitude, saying life has not been easy in the settlement, especially with the food ratio cut. They pledged to use the skills and the kits to meet and to make to meet ends need.
My name is Auntie Angelica. I come from Omogo Falls. I'm now very happy to get my items. I was suffering. I don't know how I'm going to stay because of this thing I get.
I can manage our mentor. They will help us. We are going to carry things from market to market up to Arua even. We can train up every place the passenger want to go, we shall carry them.
My name is Kojo Eva. I'm the RWC2 chairperson of Omogo Zone. As a leader, if you're leading a community which is the resilient, then you're also resilient. But if you, as a leader, you're resilient and your people that you're leading are not resilient, you're just like someone who has just wasted time or leading.